All right, we're joined in the media center by Top Fuel provisional number one qualifier, Brittany Force. Brittany went to number one after her run of 3.695, 333.58 miles an hour. If it holds, Brittany, I guess first off, the fastest run ever in this track, at this track. What does that mean to you, knowing this is the final race, knowing you just made it the fastest run ever here?
That's just huge for our team and, you know, everyone that's a part of tonight. The fans are out here. It's the final race here in Houston. So to be able to put on a show for them like that, it's pretty exciting for, you know, all of us. And we hope it holds. That was our target. That's what we were aiming for. And we were, you know, right on it. And, you know, looking forward to tomorrow. We get two more tomorrow, but those will be the runs that really matter. We still possibly could get bumped out, but we feel safe. It's an 18-car show. So that was our biggest concern, was making sure we're in the show.
Are you expecting the big speeds this weekend because of altitude, sea level here that you had at the other races that didn't have as good a sea level?
Just looking at our season, just this season, you know, we've put up some pretty big mile per hour numbers. So when you got David Grubnik tuned for you, you never know what he's going to put up there. But yeah, it was cool. They said I improved speed from last year, 333 miles per hour. Pretty cool. You could feel it down there when you throw those chutes and shut your car off. But again, it's cool to, you know, put on a show like that for the fans, being that this is the final race here in Houston.
This afternoon, you were talking about, you know, coming out throwing some killer numbers down. You obviously did. You could kind of see this was coming. You could see it happening.
Thank you. It's always our plan. When we come out, it's our best shot is this late qualifying session. That's when, you know, you have the conditions that you could run well. And you question really pushing the car and getting that killer number, but possibly not making a run at all. And then you're not in the show and you got to battle out for, you know, a place with only two runs the next day. So that's always on the line. You always debate that. And, you know, we put a number down, put a target down, and we nailed it. It feels good to, you know, that you're locked in the show. And now tomorrow we could really push it if we want and see what we could get out of it in the heat of the day.
Brittany, with your recent success and everything, what does this do for your confidence level for you and the team going forward now?
More than anything, it's coming off that win in Vegas. That just unites the whole team. It just pumps us up, gets us motivated. We had 2 weeks off, and I didn't want the 2 weeks off. I wouldn't be back in the seat. It's just like when you're sitting in that winner's circle with your team celebrating, you know, all your hard work all season long. That was our first win of the season. And when you're in that winner's circle celebrating it, it's you don't want to be away from it too long. You want to get back in, and you want to do it all over again. So I'm finally happy that we are here in Houston. And it's just an extra energy in the pits. We're pumped. We're excited. We have a win under our belt for the season, but now we want more.
Brittany, you came to this track with your dad when you were just a kid and he was racing funny cars. Could you ever have envisioned you'd be number one qualifier, even provisionally, in a Top Fuel dragster here at Houston?
Absolutely not. This is a track my sisters and I came to, and we'd sit in the stands and cheer my dad on. And to think that, you know, I'm out here driving this thing and we go number one, it's pretty awesome. If you would ask me 20 years ago if I'd be driving one of these things, I would tell you hell no. There's no way. Ain't ever getting one of those things. But, you know, it's funny how things turn around, and I went down a different path and fell in love with the sport from the driver's seat, not the stands. And I absolutely love driving this car. It's I love being out here with my team, and I especially love going number one.
Brittany, last thing. The moments you've had here, a lot of special wins, and obviously tonight as well. What is it about this track, and how important is it for you to kind of leave a lasting kind of moment here this weekend?
That's kind of what I've been saying all day. Is you know, we want to leave on a high note. We want to leave a good mark here. Being you know, this is the last Houston event, and you know, we've had success here. We won in 2018, and then back to back 2019, and those were big wins for our team. It was in 19, it was, you know, the first win with a whole new team and sponsor coming on board. That's a lot of big changes, and we got it done in Houston. And just a lot of special memories here. The wins are big. They're big, and they go down in my book as some of the big ones. And but we want to leave a lasting impression, and we want to end up in that winner's circle again.
Well, I mean, Top Fuel overall, you talk about, you know, four different winners this season. No driver been to finals twice. How much fun are you having being in this, you know, competitive field in Top Fuel? How much fun are you having?
coming into the season, seeing all the changes that were being made, you know, just in the off season, just crew chief swapping, drivers coming back, Tony Stewart coming to the sport, there was a lot of big shifts and movements happening. And I remember thinking, wow, this is going to be one of the toughest seasons that I've ever seen. And I've been out here for since 2013. And that was my first thought was, it's going to be tough, but our team will take on a challenge because it just feels that much better when you end up in that winner's circle.
Thanks, Brittany. Congratulations.
Thanks.